Hey, everyone, we're legal. This is episode 21 of the Great Openings Music Trivia Podcast. Hi, everybody, and welcome aboard for another episode of the Great Openings Podcast, where you get a chance to challenge yourself, see if you can identify the artist and the song after hearing only the opening notes of classic rock and roll and pop hits. This week, five more songs spanning more than 40 years. Well, thank you for downloading, and thanks for listening, and certainly, as always, thanks for playing along. We do have five songs, another theme week this week. I like theme weeks because it's always kind of fun, and I think it helps you guys out, too. Because if you're having trouble with one of the songs and if you've already figured out what the theme is, well, it might be an extra little hint for you to kind of narrow down your answers. The game is simple. We play five songs spanning, well, five decades. Not exactly one from every decade this edition, but pretty close to it. But they all have a common theme, either in the name of the song or the subject of the song or maybe something about the artist. And then in just a few minutes, we'll give you the answers and some interesting tidbits about the song, some trivia, of course. But what do you say we get to it? Here we go. Our first hit is from 1966. Every one of the song's classics in their day. Three of the songs, by the way, were number one hits. This one was a number one. It was from 1973. Yeah, we play each clue two times to make sure that you hear it real good. This is a song from 1993. All right, how about a hit from 1996? And one more, this one from the year 2001. So I'm guessing that some of these songs are pretty recognizable, might even be a little longer this week than in previous weeks, but we want to give everyone a chance, and we'll give you a chance to see how well you did coming right up. Very quickly, we do want to give you a couple of links. We talk about them a lot, but they're important. First, if you'd like to contact us, you can do so. You can email me. It's at Jim Radio, that's J-I-M Radio, all one word, at gmail.com, jimradio@gmail.com. We appreciate your comments and your questions and any feedback, or if nothing else, just to say hello. You can also find the show notes. They are at my blog, which is at jimdriscoll.net. And that, of course, is spelled D-R-I-S-C-O-L-L, two L's at the end, jimdriscoll.net. That's my blog. You can read all about our trivia tournaments, and we have daily trivia and fun stuff we find on the web. And, of course, that's where you can find the show notes, including all of the scripts that we read for the trivia, and you'll hear some of that trivia coming up in just a couple of minutes when we give you the answers. And our final link we want to tell you about, as we have in the past, is the Trivia Factory. All of the music clues and the great openings challenges we also produce for music trivia, which is one of the trivia games we play, live, interactive tournaments every night of the week somewhere around the Atlanta area. General knowledge trivia, music trivia, adult trivia, and you can find all about that if you live in the Atlanta area or are going to be visiting. Come on out and play with us. It's a good time. And the link for that is at thetriviafactory.com. All right. You have been waiting for the answers. Maybe you've gone back and listened a couple of times to the clues. Don't think you might need to on some of the songs, but again, remember, we had a theme. So let's get to it. Here was our first hit. It was 1966, number one hit for the Monkees in The Last Train to Clarksville. Take the last train to Clarksville. Now I must hang up the phone. I can hear you in this noisy room. By The Last Train to Clarksville was written by the team of Boyce and Hart. That would be Tommy Boyce and Bobby Hart, the songwriting team who wrote so many songs for the Monkees, also songs for Chubby Checker and Jay and the Americans. It's a song about a soldier during the Vietnam War who gets drafted on and is on a train taking him to an army base. Now, Bobby Hart said they were looking for a name of a city that sounded good. And he said that there's a little town in southern Arizona that he used to go to on summer trips. It was called Clarksdale. They were throwing out names, and when they got to Clarksdale, they thought about it, and they thought Clarksville even sounded better. What they didn't know at the time, but that there is an Air Force base near the town of Clarksville, Tennessee, which would have fit the bill for the storyline very nicely. It was the Monkees' first single. It was released shortly after their TV show debuted on NBC. And it got a lot of publicity as a result. Well, we had a hit from 1973. Yeah, the classic. Gladys Knight and the Pips and the Midnight Train to Georgia. Well, Midnight Train to Georgia was written by singer-songwriter Jim Weatherly, who said that he wrote it originally as kind of a country song. Weatherly said it was based on a conversation he had with somebody about taking a midnight plane to Houston. Yeah, there was a plane to Houston, so when he wrote the song originally, it was the Midnight Plane to Houston. But a producer right here in Atlanta got a copy of it. He asked Weatherly if they could change it from a train to a plane and from Houston to Georgia. Weatherly agreed. And it was originally recorded by Sissy Houston, who is Whitney Houston's mother and Dionne Warwick's first cousin. She took it onto the R&B charts before Gladys Knight and the Pips recorded it, released it, and it became that group's first number one hit. All right, we had a hit from 1993 for you. Top five hit by the Soul Asylum. It was called Runaway Train. Runaway train, never going back. Long way on a one-way track. Well, Runaway Train is a song about teenage runaways. And in the video for the song, the names and pictures of missing children were displayed during each chorus. After the video, there was an on-camera appeal by the artist for runaways or anyone knowing of a runaway to call a contact number. And the video was successful in reuniting many missing children with their families, and some of the children had reportedly even seen themselves pictured on the video and returned home. There were several versions of the video made. There were three original versions of the video in the U.S., totaling 36 missing children being shown. And then, depending on what country the video was being broadcast in, they would show children from that area who were missing. And the song won a Grammy Award for the Best Rock Song in 1994. Well, our hit from 1996... it's from the Quad City DJs and was Come On and Ride It, The Train. Well, the song's very popular dance song recorded by the Quad City DJs, which is a group made up of a couple of record producers and artists who go by the performance names of CC Lemonhead and Jay Ski. Song is played at a lot of dance club. There have been a number of remixes made out of Come On and Ride at the Train. And the Seattle Storm of the WNBA play the song at their games to lead fans in a conga line onto the court. And a version of the song was used by Bill Nye the Science Guy in one of his episodes. It was redone as Come On and Use Your Brain. Our final hit, the year 2001, Drops of Jupiter, Tell Me. And the group was Train.
But tell me, did the wind sweep you off your feet? Did you finally get the chance to dance along the light of day? Head back to the Milky Way.
Well, lead singer of Train, Pat Monahan, reportedly wrote the song after it came to him in a dream. He said when he woke up, he had the song in his head. He recorded a demo of it. President of their record label made Train record it quickly so they could put it on their second album, and it became the title track. The group at the time was in danger of becoming a one-hit wonder before they released it. Their first hit, Meet Virginia, was released 2 years earlier. But this one was a success. It went to number 5 on the charts. It won Grammys, 2 of them, one for Best Song and one for the Best Instrumental Arrangement with an accompanying vocal. Train performed an updated version of the song at the 2002 Grammy Awards with a full orchestra that included a cello prelude. Well, there you have it. You figured out, obviously, our theme for the night. Let's see. We had the last train to Clarksville, the midnight train to Georgia, the runaway train by Soul Asylum, Come On and Ride at the Train, and of course our 2001 hit was Drops of Jupiter, but the group was named Train. How'd you do? Hope you enjoyed it. You know, we try to do this every week or so, and we appreciate everyone who downloads and listens to the podcast. If you have any questions, comments, as we said, you can reach us at jimradio@gmail.com, and of course, once again, the show notes are in my blog at jimdriscoll.net. Hey, thanks for downloading. Thanks for listening. We'll see you again next time when we do it again on the Great Openings Music Trivia Challenge podcast.